it on?
Oh, let me go get it.
Is it on? Are we starting?
It's on! All right. I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Academics on Friday, March 15th, 2009 at 4.03 p.m. on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in the President's Conference Room. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call. Hold up. Senator Ahmed.
President.
What do I put?
Senator Amaya, absence excused. Senator Collins, present. Senator Fungus,
present.
Senator Hughes,
present.
Senator Venus, absence excused. Senator Sewell, absence excused. Senator Wilcox, absence excused. I don't think we have four. Moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will be moving to Agenda Item. We can't approve minutes, so Agenda Item 5A, Old Business Committee Center updates. Are there any updates at this time? Senator Hughes.
So I have legislation that will be on the table the next time we meet regarding making course evaluations available to students, as well as adding a question. So currently I have two questions to add. Please rate the following on a 1 to 5 scale, 1 being strongly disagree and 1 being strongly agree. The required course materials are essential to achieving the learning outcomes of the course. And then the second question, how much money did you spend on all course materials for this class? And then it's less than 20, 20 to 50, 50 to 100, 100 to 200, and then 200 and above. Provost Carmen just told me to give what I would recommend, and then they will modify it as needed. But this was after I had a conversation with Provost Carmen, and he said that he strongly recommended that we write a resolution in support of this, so that President Johnson and him have to look at it again. Because this has been brought up a lot in the past. Additionally, I met with the Vice Provost, Jill Heaton, yesterday. And we discussed creating two new awards for faculty to incentivize a few things, one of which is service learning. And the second is making course materials affordable for students. So we're currently waiting to see if the provost would be willing to match whatever ASUN is willing to fund. And then in 2020, hopefully those would be ready to be implemented in Honor the Best. So those are two things. And then I talked to Provost Carmen. I sent him a really long email regarding access codes because they just really don't make sense to me. So I'm waiting for him to get back to me on those. But I also brought it up with the vice provost, and she said that she thinks that they're ridiculous as well. So hopefully we'll get somewhere on access codes.
Awesome. Great. Senator Flanagan, did you have some updates?
Yes. Okay, so the Department of Psychology is trying to move out of the College of Liberal Arts, which would take 1,400 students out of the College of Liberal Arts and add them to the College of Science. It would also create a new degree of a Bachelor of Science as well as a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. However, as I understand it, the move is motivated by faculty because the faculty then would have access to the grant writing team, they would access to the funding that the College of Science already has, and then they would have a more defined structure on how they assign their TAs and RAs and GRAs and whatever the teaching people are. So they want to move out of that college, and they have tried to move in the past. They tried to move 10 years ago, and it was rejected by that provost, and now they're providing another plan to try to move this time. But in my conversations with them, it doesn't seem to me that they're taking in any student input as to whether students would like to move to the College of Science, because for some of the students, that would change the requirements that they have to take. And as it stands right now, psychology students don't take a lot of science classes unless they decide to double major or minor in something within the College of Science. So with that being said, I'm trying to work on a plan on which, if they were to move, what are the best ways to support students when they do move, including educating them about the Bachelor of Arts path. So that way, if they want to avoid the science classes and only have to take the math requirements that the College of Science requires, they can do that. But also making sure that they have the infrastructure there to support students in psychology, because when you go into the College of Science, you go to general science advisors. You don't go to the faculty members of your college until a year later. So basically, I don't think that there's any infrastructure to support students, and they've not provided that plan to the Senate, but they've provided it to the Faculty Senate, because again, it is faculty advocated for. So, in the interest of getting more student input, I'm trying to work on a project where we come up with a, if this were to happen, these are the things that should be in place, and if they're not in place, then I don't think the provost should approve the move. He should put it off until they've created that structure to support them. So I'm going to work on that over when I come back from spring break, and then for the next week, the deadline is kind of moving up because the provost is going to vote in May on whether to decide to move them for, not next year, but 2020. So I think creating substantial documentation about like what is needed to provide for incoming freshmen, so that way they're educated about it, as well as current students, so that way they're educated about it, because it's not necessarily saying that their degrees are going to change, but if they would like to change their degree, they now have the option to. So I just kind of want to create a plan that supports students should the move happen, because it sounds like the move is really being, it's like been worked on for many years now. So I just want to make sure there is that student input. So I definitely need some help and somebody from the College of Science to help me. That's definitely a big thing. It's very pressing, very excited to work on it though. So yeah, there's that. And then the other thing is, I talked about this in my speech, I wanted to create a scholarship for transfer students, but now looking at the fact that we moved it to the endowments fund, I'm thinking about taking a current scholarship and making it for transfer students. But the biggest issue is if it goes through financial aid, financial aid awards in February 1. So we'd have to create a scholarship that is awarded and decided through ASUN, and they would have to meet the first week of the semester to decide how to award that scholarship to transfer students. So now I'm understanding that this requires a lot more infrastructure, but I still think we should do something to create scholarships for transfer students to pave the way for the rest of the university to do that. So I need help with that infrastructure as well. Also, I need help going through all the scholarships and finding which one we could make for transfer students, because again, I don't necessarily want to make a new scholarship, but reallocate the ones that we have. We fund $250,000 in scholarships. Mm-hmm. Some of them should go to transfer students, in my opinion. So those are my two projects that I need help on.
Yeah, no, I think both of those projects are great, and I know that our terms are like coming to an end too, so even if we aren't able to like carry like fully through on those projects, I think it's a great idea to like put those in a legacy box as well. But yeah, I'd be more than grateful to help you with the College of Science and psychology and all that as well. So definitely hit me up for that. As for my updates, I mentioned this in the Senate meeting, but I wrote a presentation on open educational resources, and I think it'll go along pretty well with some of the things that Senator Hughes is working on as well. So we'll be seeing that hopefully on the agenda for academics when we come back after spring break. But that's really all I have for updates. Oh, and libraries, as you guys know, couldn't make it today, so they will be coming the following week, but it will be a different representative. But they would like a compiled list of like questions so they can kind of get a feel of what we'll be asking them. So sometime around spring break, I'll be emailing you guys and asking for questions. But other than that, any more updates? Senator Allen?
One resolution I'm looking into writing is, it's technically for merit scholarships at the university, but it's like the presidential scholarship and all that, you have to take 15 credits a semester. And so it's very similar to what I wrote for the with honor for the SSOG to making it 30 credits over the year. So I mentioned it to Director Worrell in person once, but I'm going to email her probably today or tomorrow so I can see if I can get started on it over break, because I know it bugs me and it bugs a lot of seniors who can't take 15 credits the last semester and they'll lose funding.
Awesome. That's great. Any other updates? No? All right. Seeing none, moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:12 p.m. Awesome.